on this episode of Mike Crispy Unafraid, President Trump, Kamala Harris, all of the absurdities happening over the last couple of weeks in American politics. We want to hear from you. You know what everyone always says, Crispy, Crispy, Frankie, Frankie, want to say this, want to say that, want to talk about this, want to talk about that. And then if we don't show the chat enough, people get mad. If we show the chat too much, people say we want to talk about the news. So you know what we're going to do today? Because we're just absolutely flowing and we have content coming out of the yin-yang, we're going to bring you guys in right now. You guys know it, a live audience interactive show. So get ready. Very special. I'm ready. Producer Frankie's ready. You better be too, especially today. And let's go. Everybody, Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York, and I am joined in studio by the one and only. He is the most bass producer in the game. He goes by Producer Frankie, and you know what? Frankie, I know people don't think he is because he's often hiding, okay, in the studio and not on the road with Mike Crispy at all the events with the people, but he's here, he's ready. Producer Frankie, are you ready to talk to the people? They think you might not like them so much. Maybe you'll be able to dispel that notion on the show today.
How dare you, Mike? How dare you? I love the audience. The audience loves me. That's just, you can't fake that, all right? Fake news, Mike. Fake news.
Fake news. You can't fake it. It's fake news. Well, everybody, listen, we got a big, big broadcast for you today. We're going to put this number up on the screen. Frankie, throw this number up on the screen because we are saying to you today, you know what? So many of you have said to us over the last couple of days, last couple of weeks that you want to opine. Obviously, we're going to be starting a Rumble show, local show, on rumble.com/crispy. It's going to be a local show where we're doing live audience interaction. I want to do it sometimes like the radio. You guys know the radio, obviously, you have it where people are live calling in and people are calling into the studio. Kind of like the olden days where your favorite talk host, you know, Rush Limbaugh, who I grew up listening to, where they call into the show. So we want to make it a very free form today where you call into the show and talk about anything you want to talk about. Do you want to talk about Kamala Harris? You want to talk about if Joe Biden's dead or alive? You want to talk about President Trump surging? You want to talk about the Trump shooter and the questions that still remain unanswered? You want to talk about any of these things? We are ready for those calls today. Frankie, what has been, and I know you can tell me when we have a caller, but what has been your favorite topic lately of conspiracy origin, if you will, for the last couple of days of the press cycle?
I'm not going to drop the water tower, pal. It ain't happening. I'm not dropping it. Water tower, is Biden alive? We have to talk about this, but I mean, the fact that we even have to argue if the president is alive, it's a problem. Those are mine too.
Well, it goes to show you that we don't have an individual who's actually, you know, running the country in any way, shape, or form. We haven't had that for years. It was basically a by-committee style of government. And Frankie's going to tell me, obviously, guys, right now, call into the show, 631-699-8029. We're going to tell you when we have a live caller. So right now is your chance to call in. Guys, we're going to be delving into a lot of these conspiracies. Obviously, you know, our reporting on the water tower, our reporting on if Biden is alive, our reporting on Kamala Harris. We continue to cover and monitor these things. But in the meantime, guys, pick up the phone right now and call into the show. Okay, call into the show right now. We have our first caller to call into the show. Frankie, you're going to let me know when somebody calls in. But right now, guys, come on. We want you to call in. The phone lines are open. I see the live chat is chatting. But we need people to call in. We do the live show. We do the call-in show. Today is your chance to call in and talk to Mike Crispy and producer Frankie about all things happening. You guys know that coming up here very, very shortly, there's going to be President Trump's sentencing, okay? And it was revealed, and this is something I wanted to talk about as we're waiting on somebody to call in. And Frankie, just interrupt me when somebody does call into the show. But we want to talk about, obviously, the news out about President Trump's sentencing being rescheduled. But with that, we have somebody calling into the show. So here are the rules of calling in. You're going to tell us where you're calling from, your name, and what your question or comment is. Hey, and also mute the show when you're watching the show so you don't hear an echo because it's on a couple seconds delay. You are live on the air. Go ahead.
I'm live on the air?
You are live.
You're on.
Okay. Okay, well, I don't have nothing particular about Biden and stuff. What I want to know is what happened to Obama's chef.
And,
I do.
And who is this? Who is this and where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from New York, Broome County. New York, Binghamton area, Vesco.
Amazing.
My name is Vicky.
Well, listen, Vicky, we appreciate you, Vicky. And you know, it's funny, Vicky, is that I talk about the chef story and we talked about it. I made an Instagram reel that actually blew up and went super viral about it, where I was talking about all the phenomenons of the Obama chef incident. It just is like the Trump shooter. It's just like the Biden conspiracies. They literally have it. It happens. And then they drop it out of thin air and nobody ever hears about it again. It's quite bizarre. As a matter of fact, when it comes to Obama chef, there's still things that have been totally unanswered. First things first, Obama chef, they said that the Obama family was home when it happened. Then Obama family was not home when it happened. Which is it? If it was a transparent, normal thing, why would they change that story? That's my first thing. Second weird thing is that the water around Martha's Vineyard that he allegedly drowned in was very, very shallow.
3 feet.
How do you drown in shallow water like that? What, Frankie?
3 feet, I believe. That was how deep it was.
3 feet of water. How do you drown in 3 feet of water? The next thing was that people were saying that he didn't know how to swim. Then the people were saying that he had swimming lessons. So my thing is this, if he doesn't know how to swim, why was he by himself, paddleboarding by himself? How's that work exactly? If you don't know how to swim, would you go paddleboard by yourself? The chef of the family. Why wasn't the family with him? By the way, who goes on a random weekday and just goes and paddleboards by themselves?
At their boss's
house.
That's
quite bizarre. Yeah.
Hey, I want to know where. Hey, Mike.
Yes.
I just want to know where they hit his body.
Well, I tell you, we don't know. I mean, was there a funeral? Do we know anything about it? Do we know, did Big Mike or did Barack Hussein say anything about it after that one day? Think about it. Literally, their chef dies and they move on like nothing happened. Listen, I believe that the chef knew too much. People are talking about the chef was going to write a memoir, that the chef was going to write a book about the family, and they got rid of him. They went Hillary Clinton style. I'm just going to say this. The jury is still out. And again, just like all of these incidences that occur where people say it was just an accident or it was a lone person or, you know, there's nothing to see here except the official narrative, it literally vanishes in thin air and nobody can tell you what happened about it. And weeks later, month later, years later, we don't have an answer. And the general public basically shrugs their shoulders and go, all right, you know, no big deal. I guess we'll never know about it. And these people are so powerful, they'll never pay the consequences. So it is unbelievably bizarre. And I think we will never know the truth about it. But I think that maybe they were doing it because he had some information maybe on Michelle. People are saying that Michelle was maybe going to run for president. Michelle very much still might run for president. We don't know what's going to happen. We don't know anything about what'll happen in the next couple of months because we're in such turbulent times. I don't think that Kamala Harris, even at this stage, is a foregone conclusion. So it's a great question. It's very weird. And obviously Obama's role in the Democrat Party and staying so involved, staying is the kingmaker, staying in charge of the ship. I mean, there are some very, very dark, strange, unanswered questions that continue to go on there. Thank you for your call, Vicky.
Thank you, hon. Have a good day.
You too. Thank you.
All right. That's a good caller.
We got another one.
All right, guys. The line is back open. We have a live caller. You are on the air. Your name, where you're calling from, and what is your question or comment for Mike Crispy and producer Frankie? Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Mike? Robbie Sunshine here.
My guy. Let's go,
Robbie. Great to have you calling in, brother. How you doing?
I'm good. It was a great thing to see the RNC. Lots of enthusiasm. The DNC is going to be a cringe fest. I mean, just they're going to hire some rapper, and it's going to be just so awkward. It's going to be laughable. One thing I didn't dig too much about the RNC, though. Everybody's all in on Israel. Like, we all got to support Israel now. I mean, oh, they're our ally. Name one thing Israel's done for the U.S. Nothing. Literally nothing. Well, they take our money. They take billions from us every year. For what? I mean, they were colonized by the Rothschilds in the late 1800s while they were all marrying their cousins. They started colonizing Palestine. In 1948, it was formed by the UN, British government, and these Rothschilds funded it. So, I mean, everybody's getting behind Israel, man. They got to look at history and figure out what it really is. Everybody's falling for it.
Well, I'll tell you this, Robbie. I'll tell you this. I believe that so much, I'll tell you the first thing about the RNC, is that so much of the DNC is going to be spent fighting on the initial days of the convention, meaning that you're going to have Kamala Harris, who's going to be being put up. And something that people don't realize about the RNC is it's not just all speeches. There's literally a nomination process that ensues in the first day. But because there hasn't been contested conventions in so long, people don't realize, like, you know, the magnitude and the weight of how important it is to cast the ballots. Now, I'm going to say this, too. I'm going to say this, too, about the Israel thing.
Yeah, but they got rid of that. The Democrats are being not Democratic. There's no vote. They're just picking
Yes, well, you're
person.
Right. Well, they're trying to change it to a Zoom meeting. I said that on my show. They're trying to change it to a Zoom meeting to nominate Kamala Harris. So they want to basically say, all right, we're going to do a Zoom meeting proceeding where the delegates are all going to log on to a Zoom meeting, and that's going to be the same as getting there in person and making your opinion heard from the floor. It's a scam, Robbie. It's totally a scam.
Absolutely. So, APAC money is the problem on both sides. APAC is the problem.
Well,
both sides.
I wanted to hit on that. So I don't like when somebody talks about a foreign country before America. I don't like it. I believe that you can square what's going on in the Middle East and say, all right, this is what's happening. There's a war that's breaking out. These two sides are fighting each other. And where do the American interests lie? Do the American interests lie throwing boots on the ground in the Middle East? No, it doesn't. I don't think you put a boot on the ground in the Middle East. Sometimes people talk in a way where I'm like, you know, you're waving the flag. Listen, I'm not saying that we don't have allies. We have allies, you know, we have allies around the world. But I'm not saying that at the same time, then you say, all right, we wave their flag instead of an American flag. All I'm saying is you wave the American flag. And I don't like it when I see people that say, you know, we're Republican or even that we're Democrat and they're waving a foreign flag. It makes me very uneasy. For whatever reason, I just don't like when a foreign flag is waved.
Name another country that's okay. Their leaders get up there and wave another country's flag.
Just Ukraine.
Well, we do it with Ukraine too. We're doing it with Ukraine. Yeah. So it's like we're in this psychosis where we're waving.
It's not us.
Yeah. Well, we're in this thing where we're waving foreign flags. And I think at the end of the day, there's only one flag you wave. And listen, I got a lot of conservative friends out there, you know, that are talking about the situation that's occurring in Israel and the Middle East right now. And I say this, listen, I get it. You can say that in a conflict, I believe in the cause of Israel. But what you should not do is, which I believe is wrong, which is believe the point you're getting at is, why are you waving the flag of a foreign country, not the American flag? And why are you talking about putting boots on the ground in a foreign country? And why are you talking about funding a war with a blank checkbook and just putting that into perpetuity? Like you can't be so monolithic in your thinking. And I think people are afraid to parse the middle ground, to say, listen, like, is there situations in the country right now where, you know, American Jews are being put in harm's way because the BLM mob is now turned into the Hamas mob and those kids are getting put in harm's way? And adults, yeah, absolutely. But that's not to be conflated as we're just going to give unlimited sums of money to a foreign country fighting a war And it's a blank checkbook in perpetuity. And with that being said, we're also going to say, hey, listen, if we need to send boots in the ground, we'll send boots in the ground. Hold on a minute. This is what I think is the most important part of this, Robbie, is that President Trump posted on his Truth Social page 2 days ago or a couple days ago, a week ago, a letter he got from the president of Palestine, right? Now, President Trump has said he stands 100% with Israel in the conflict. In his geopolitical analysis, he stands with Israel. Now, but that doesn't mean, if you notice the way that President Trump parses it, he doesn't 100% say, we're going to bomb them off the map, and we're going to mass death and destruction, we're going to send in our troops, and we're going to do this. You know why he doesn't say that? Because he knows reality. And reality is that nobody wants to die and be blown up in war. You can bring both sides to the negotiating table. And Trump has said, in so many words, that he's going to bring these sides. Now, people say, this is what people say to me sometimes. Mike, how dare you say that? These people are killers. These people are terrorists. These people are murderers. These people are invading. I get it. But what happened and what is happening will only lead to the assured mutual destruction of everybody. Unless you have President Trump come in, take the two sides, sit them down, and say, listen, no war. So I don't like war hawks for anything. I don't like war hawks who will say any type, like, listen, we stand with Israel, they're our ally. But so that's why we need to go toe-to-toe and drop a nuke or send our boots. Iran will drop a nuke, and then everybody's dead. So, how do you parse this without inflamed rhetoric that is just pandering to people's emotions? I think Trump, in so many ways, and again, Trump is, if you want to talk about like a person, this is what I say to my friends, who feel different about this. Trump's been the most pro-Israel president of any president in the generation. Moved the embassy, has been a good ally, he has a Jewish daughter. But do you see him saying that we're going to drop the bomb and send our boots on the ground? No. He's saying Iran is a nuke because he knows Iran has a nuke. And listen, I know people who will say that Iran is a nuke. I know people in Israeli intelligence who tell me that I know sources that say, yeah, Iran is a nuke. So, but people want to deny the existence that they have the nuke. So if it's true that Iran has a nuke, why would you want to send your boots on the ground to inflame Iran to drop a nuke and everybody die? You have no winner in that situation.
Well, Trump,
it feels good to talk a big
Trump
game,
knows he can't.
But you need to
Trump
negotiate peace. Yeah,
he can't come right at these people. He can't say, "Oh, you know, this is bad." But he gives hat tips. He sort of gives you the inclination that he's eventually going to turn on this, because remember he ratted out Netanyahu. He said, "Oh, Bibi backed out on the night we were going to hit Soleimani." You know, just like he
did say that.
He initially said he's against Bitcoin, but then he puts out an NFT, which you need to own a crypto hardware wallet to hold. That was a hat tip, like, hey, we're going to go with crypto. You know, and what's he doing
well,
now?
Well, I'm going to say this, Robbie. I'm going to say this. And by the way, great call. And we'll go to the break after this, Frankie. But I will say this about the Netanyahu with Soleimani. 100%. I believe, and I've noticed this from the body language of Trump, and again, this is something I want to like parse for people out there. It's like you can believe, and I say this to people like my Israel friends that are there or that are, you know, involved in it in America. You can believe that Netanyahu is corrupt without being against the country and the ideals of the country. Think about this. I'm against Joe Biden. I'm against Kamala Harris. But I'm for America. So I actually think, from watching the body language of Trump over the years in his negotiations with Netanyahu, that I think there were things that pissed Trump off about what Netanyahu was trying to ask Trump for and strong arm Trump for. I noticed that there's a scene of where they both get up they had a meeting, a bilateral meeting, and then they get up. And if you remember that, Robbie, you might remember this moment, where Trump like looks at him and then walks away without shaking his hand. And Netanyahu has his hand out. And I think Trump was probably pissed from whatever went on behind closed doors. So I do say this too. Don't allow the media to whip you up in such a way to where it's like the leader of the country also becomes the country. See if that makes sense? Because then if that's the case, then we're all the biggest fans of Joe Biden. It's not the case. So we're going to keep talking about this, Robbie. I appreciate you calling in. It's a very good call. Because again, these things are very complex, and I appreciate you calling in for that. So Robbie Sunshine, baby, our boy. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break, sponsor break. We'll be right back with so much more. Show rolls on. Do not go anywhere.
Love Robbie. Guy is based.
All right. We appreciate that. Robbie is paying attention. All right, guys. We thank you all for tuning in. We thank you guys for watching. I want to tell you guys about our sponsors of the show today. And our first sponsor of this broadcast are my good friends on over at OFP Farms. Guys, listen, I got it. It's right here. The beautiful, oh, I put it up to my face and it smells good. You know, this flavor is called the Daily Grind, meaning like for coffee. You know, that's what it is. It's amazing. Oh, it exfoliates you. It energizes you. It awakens you. I mean, you just smell great. I'm telling you, the ladies in particular have said to me, Mike Crispy, you smell phenomenal. What's going on? I go, you know what it is? It is the OFB Farms goat milk soap. And my lips, okay, are so moisturized because I have Dr. Goat Kisses' Goat Kisses lip balm right here. It's incredible products. Listen, guys, here's the deal with OFB Farms. Here's the deal. Are you tired of dry, irritated skin and big wool corporations? Even companies that are selling you soap that is going to kill you. I mean, it's got like micro poisons and it seeps into your pores. Don't go for it, guys. Go with OFP Farms. OFP Farms produces quality goat milk products for everyday use. Soaps, lotions, lip balms, all natural pain relief and beard products. Why goat milk? Here's some of the benefits. Goat milk is packed with natural and essential vitamins that help nourish and replenish your skin and promote the regrowth of dead skin cells damaged by everyday life, harsh chemicals, and exposure to the elements. OFP Farms creates, produces, and ships directly from their farm. Products are made with premium ingredients in small batches to maintain quality. They are a family-owned and operated goat farm, patriotic, America-first, God-fearing folks. Ditch the woke brands and support small family farms today. Be sure to visit their website at OFBFarms.com and browse their wide selection of products. Guys, it's OFBFarms.com, promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. That is promo code CRISPY for 15% off your order. Let's go, OFP. And now a word from our next sponsor, and they are our friends on over at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, head on over to goldwithcrispy.com right now because you see what they're doing to the paper dollar. The paper dollar is eroding its value in real time. That's because it is what they call the hidden tax. Inflation is a hidden mechanism to make the public more poor. It is something that they have been doing for years, and right now the value of the dollar is literally at an all-time low. The reserve currency was the dollar, the petrodollar, buying foreign oil and commodities in the dollar. That is no longer the case. They're doing it on purpose, and the dollar is literally set for a free fall. And what do you do to hedge against that? Well, you need to get in touch with our friends at Genesis Gold Group. Guys, go to goldwithcrispy.com and explore diversifying your assets. I'm talking your 401k and your IRA and have it backed by gold. Guys, gold has stood the test of time and it is now at a 10-year high. It's at a 10-year high and it's only looking to continue to go up. So as the value of your 401k and IRA are in flux, with the value of the dollar being in flux, diversify your assets where Mike Lindell diversify his assets. This is his company, Genesis Gold Group. Guys, Mike Lindell, you know he only signs his name onto the best. So guys, Genesis Gold Group, it is goldwithcrispy.com, goldwithcrispy.com. Sign on today and get in touch with them. A member of the team will get in touch with you for a no obligation consultation. They'll walk you through the process and they'll be transparent, honest, and get you on your way to financial future. And crispybar.com for the physical small amounts of gold that literally fit in the palm of your hand. Let's go. Frankie, let's get back. How you doing, Frankie?
Thank you for asking, Mike. I thought you were going to miss that. I'm doing great, Mike. How you doing? Sorry. Ready to rock.
I'm doing amazing. All right, let's get back into it, Frankie. Let's do it.
I love it. We are on in. We got someone on the line already, by the way. Been waiting all commercial break. On in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here. We are live. We are taking your calls, and we have somebody on the line. You are live. Remember the rules. Mute your stream, your name, where you're calling from, and your question. Go ahead. You are live on the air with me and Frankie.
Hey, it's 5:57, and I've been coerced by my fellow patriots in the chat to have you sing happy birthday to me.
Oh, 5:57. How about this? Frankie, hear my voice is a little bit raspy right now. Frankie's going to sing happy birthday to you. Take it away, Frankie.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. I need some auto-tune. To you, happy birthday. What's the number? 5-7.
557.
557. Happy birthday to you. Wow. You're well. Like, that was a big... For me to sing? Hey, listen. Happy birthday.
Wow. Wow. That was beautiful.
You guys know producer Frankie.
How old did you turn? 57?
67.
Unreal.
A queen.
67. Oh, yes. You're still a teenager. You're going to be around. Yes. Listen, you got about 50 years more. So live it the best, most based, most high octane, most MAGA way possible. We love you. And happy birthday. Happy birthday from Mike Crispy as well. It's beautiful. It's beautiful.
I'll be scared to do that. I'm calling from North Carolina.
I love it. I wish I had your accent.
Thanks. North Carolina. I love North Carolina. President Trump, big rally at the Bojangles Arena. And as people know that Mike Crispy is a Elon University alumni in North Carolina. So I know and love North Carolina.
Oh, very good. All right. Thanks. Good show.
Thank you. You have a great day.
All right. Happy birthday. Bye-bye. Well, it's a great birthday. Lots of cake and a Trump victory is a belated birthday gift.
Nah, red off.
All right. We appreciate that. Yes. Thank you for calling in. And we appreciate that. Frankie, great job singing happy birthday. Guys, the lines are open. Frankie, leave that number on the screen.
Oh, yeah.
The number to call in is 631-699-8029. 631-699-8029. Guys, call in right now. We want you to call into our show, okay? This is a call-in show. So if you haven't called in yet, do me a favor.
Don't be shy.
And call in. ZBM, I'm looking at you. Jay Trent, 43, looking at you. Wendy McGroin, looking at you. Calling the show, the 1 AM. Can we get the 1 AM to call into the show? Come on, guys. Can you call in? Landers, 83. I mean, these are the names that I'm seeing, okay? Here we go. I'm going to read some comments while we have people that were waiting to call in. This is Landers, 83. Unfortunately, Obama isn't running our government either. This goes far, way back before Obama was born. Don't be naive. Our government was brought over Nazi and communists to work for NASA and the government. Listen, I 100% think that obviously, you know, a lot of the very strange phenomenons post-World War II. I mean, Frank, you've heard about that, the Nazis working for NASA, right? Is that a thing?
Of course. Are you kidding me?
So, not good. Not good. The Democrats are the parties of Nazis. We have somebody on the line?
Yep.
All right,
hello?
You are live on the air. Name where you're calling from and your question. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. My name is Jackie, originally from Long Island, New York.
Let's go.
I'm now a resident in Tennessee.
I know that area code.
So, yes, you do. Here's my question, and it's a little bit on the dark side, but I think it needs to be talked about. So, in light of what just happened with our president, are we prepared to think about if there is a next time and we're not as lucky as we were before, do we have a backup plan? What's, you know, worst case scenario, what do we do?
Wow.
Sorry, well, it's a little bit of a dark question.
It is interesting because...
Oh, please, that's what
it's okay, true. It's okay. It's an important question because here's the thing, is that people... Because of the painful nature of what we witnessed in Butler, Pennsylvania, really want to just forget that this happened. Like it's even in my nature. Like I don't like watching the clip. It actually makes me like very uncomfortable when you know you hear the audio of it and Trump goes, "Take a look at what happened," and then the gunshots fire, and it's like ingrained in my brain. It's really painful. So I get bothered by that, and people don't want to think about what could have been and what the deep state wanted to happen. Like you really have to be a naive fool to believe that that crooks guy acted alone and that they won't try again in some way, shape or form to take President Trump out. I believe that
that's
they were banking
we
on it being successful.
Yeah, that's why we need to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I believe they were banking on it being successful and I believe they were banking on doing it right before the convention. So our convention would be more chaotic than their convention and that they would install a Nikki Haley type to be the nominee. That's what I believe they wanted to do. Mm. That's what I believe they wanted to do. Now, I will say this. Now that we have J.D. Vance as the vice president, if something did happen, you know, J.D. Vance would obviously be the pick. But what's also a factor here is what happens if they do get, I mean, if they do get rid of him, I'll tell you what's going to happen. Like, I'll just tell you first what they will do if President Trump is in some way, shape, or form killed. If they try to kill him again, if they fail to kill him again, or if they are successful. And I do take a little bit of comfort again. Like, I think God's watching over us. I think that Trump surviving now heightens everybody's protection around him. So I always say the reason that these things happen, the top wanted to happen, and then people in the middle and the bottom are like lulled into sleep, and they're DEI, and they're lazy, and they're stupid, and the people at the top kind of like lull them in one direction, and then it makes them easier to carry out what they want to do. Does that make sense? You know what I'm saying, Frankie? So I believe that that now, that element of surprise is taken away. I think that it will be much harder to take out President Trump now, meaning that he lived. So now everyone's going to be around him at all times. He can't do an outdoor rally anymore. The Secret Service is going crazy. They have counter snipers all over. They have big, strong male Secret Service agents around him now. So I think it's much harder to take him out.
And but I think we, the a lot of other things could be protecting him.
Yeah. I agree. And a lot of other things could happen. A lot of other things could happen. You know, they could try to poison him. They could try to do so many other things. So I pray for him, and I pray that the right people are around him. But I will say this. In the event that he was killed or is killed, what they're going to do is it's going to be their license to have it be Patriot Act 10.0. Roll back every single freedom, shut down parts of the internet, have curfews and essentially martial law in red states, saying that, you know, because of a few demonstrations, again, there'd be mass demonstrations, rightfully so, but they're going to say that everyone's in danger and it's a threat to the democracy. They're going to have the deep state. They're going to have the woke generals and handpicked military DEI people run the elections, and they will steal the elections and create a COVID-like event through the government crackdown on the levers of power to say it's to defend everybody and their own good from the way that extremists will act after they tried to, after they killed Trump. Now, you know what's the crazy thing is that they literally tried to kill our president, and you didn't see mass demonstrations, you didn't see rioting, you didn't see looting, you didn't see cop cars getting burned, you didn't see people trying to storm the White House. They said, we're the party of extremists. They're trying to lock up our president. They're trying to kill our president. They literally ran a coup in their own party to get their right person, their own person up there. She's going to be the commander in chief, and she's going to preside over the martial law lockdown following the deep state trying to take out President Trump. It's nightmare, end of the world type scenario is what we're thinking about here. And it scares me deeply. So I don't know what the plan is beyond that.
Well, thank you, Mike. So, you guys are great. Thank you for the hard work you're doing.
Well, Frankie,
I'll just add one more thing to what Mike's saying before we let you go. I would put it at a 50-50% chance. I wouldn't have said this, and now that we know that they're likely going to run Kamala, I'll say there's a 50-50% chance they go after Kamala because she's so bad at her job. She's such a bad running, you know, person to run for the presidency. I wouldn't put it past the Obamas to get rid of her. And then they're going to blame a Trump supporter. And then we're still going to go through the same thing as if Trump got killed the other day. They're still going to push all of these problems. I think that's a good chance they do that too.
Well, I'll tell you this, Frankie. You make a good point. I'll take it one step, you know, in the other direction. I was saying, and people were talking about how it basically that they want to take out Biden. And I keep maintaining that Biden will not be alive by November 5th. I'm not being morbid. I mean, first of all, the mortality tables are on my side. But also, like, they will get sympathy points if they take out Biden before the election. Even if Kamala is the nominee. If Biden's the sitting president and Biden dies, they will have like a sympathy thing. It'll allow Kamala to assume the office of the presidency. It will allow her to name a vice president right then and there. her, I don't know how that works. Is it the, you know, she'll be able to name her vice president. I don't know if it would be somebody from the cabinet. I don't know what it would be. But they would kill off Joe, blame it on a MAGA extremist, have sympathy points for him when he's a lame duck nobody puppet that just sold out his soul for some money to step aside in a coup. It would allow Kamala to ascend to the presidency, which is what they want. It would allow them to get sympathy points and take away from the Trump narrative, which is what they want. And allow Kamala to do whatever she wants as the president and implement the martial law that would help her in the election. Kind of how Katie Hobbs presided over her own election as the Secretary of State of Arizona. It's bone-chilling to think about. Frank, do we have any more callers?
We had one waiting, but they weren't patient enough. They left. They left. Come back. Man.
All right. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Guys, hold on the line.
People are yelling at me. They say, you Frankie, you're not accepting my... Listen, if we're on a phone call, you got to know. We can't do multiple.
Darlene.
We have no waiting
Darlene,
list.
Call in right now, Darlene. I see you in the chat. You're saying I'm trying to call in. Guys, we don't have it like a switchboard.
If you know,
you know there's a multiple.
Darlene, if you want to put your area code Frankie. In, I could call it because I got the missed phone calls. So we could do that. Don't yell at me.
Yes. So, guys, don't lie. Don't yell at Frankie. Frankie's doing the switchboard operator and producer at the same time. So, guys, call in live, 631-699-8029. Taking your calls live today, Mike Crispy and producer Frankie. And if we put you on hold,
we got
do not hang up. And if somebody's on the line talking, do not hang up. We got you live on the air. You are live on the air, your name, where you're calling from. And what is your question? It's been a great show so far. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike, it's DBM.
Let's go.
Let's go.
I'm calling
DBM.
From Idaho.
Good to hear you.
You're a mower. I'm outside with the kids.
Go ahead.
I do have a question. I've been seeing some, I can understand why Democrats would want to vote for RFK as an alternate to Biden, but I'm curious, like, what would you think about, like, say, conservatives saying that they prefer to vote for him over Trump? I'm not understanding their mindset and why they prefer RFK over Trump.
Well, I'll tell you this. And by the way, what a beautiful thing. Idaho, outside with the kids, on the mower. I mean, those are the kind of people that listen to me and producer Frankie. Okay? Those are the kind of people.
Yeah.
A real American. ZBM, so great. So great to talk to you. Thank you so much for calling in. We love you and appreciate you very much. And one day, have the kids call in, okay? We want the kids to call in, too. Get them based at a young age. That's what we do. We teach them at a young age. So I'll tell you this. So the RFK thing. Here's the thing with RFK. RFK Jr. right now is pulling more support from the Democrat than the Republican. I still believe that. But there are people that say that RFK pulls from Trump. But I don't believe that he pulls from Trump more than he pulls from the Democrats. And anybody who's saying they want to vote for RFK over Trump, I ask you, one, how and why. One, RFK is not on every ballot. Two, if he does become on the majority of ballots, he will not get to 270. You'll basically vote for him, and if he wins a state or two, let's say, it'll be thrown to a contingent election in the House. You don't want more bureaucrats controlling the will of the people in the House of Representatives, obviously. So you want RFK Jr. out of the picture. If you have Democrat friends right now, you say, hey, Democrat, vote for RFK. Go ahead, go vote for RFK. You have Kamala or RFK? I actually think that white moderate Democrats are not going to vote for Kamala. I think black men are not going to vote for Kamala. And I think that Latinos and Latinas are not going to vote for Kamala. So go ahead and vote for RFK. Do it. Do it. Vote for RFK. I think he serves that purpose. And people could, you know, if they're going to hold their nose and vote for somebody that's not Kamala and they can't vote for Trump, fine. Go vote for RFK. But I don't know who would vote for RFK if they're a Trump supporter. Because the guy stands for late-term abortions. The guy is a radical environmentalist. The guy is against the Second Amendment. And the guy on almost every single Democrat issue is with the Democrats. So I think that once people learn about him, I think they realize who he really is. So there's no sense in voting for him. And he said this thing that Trump was trying to push a Treasury secretary that was part of BlackRock or Larry Fink, and Trump dispelled that and said that wasn't true. So ZBM, thank you for calling in. Great question. Guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with so much more. Do not go anywhere.
Boom.
Good job, Frankie.
And T. Mitchell, don't worry. We're calling you next.
T. Mitchell, don't hang up. All right, guys. Want to tell you guys about our next sponsor of the show today, and our next sponsor of the show are our friends and over at collect45.com. Guys, go to collect45.com and collect all of the incredible moments from your favorite president's historic 9-year run in office. Guys, here is the deal. They have the Fight, Fight, Fight coin that just came out. How could you not want to get this? It's a chance to own a piece of history. It's on real silver, real gold, real copper. You could own this on pre-order right now. Just go to click45.com and use your promo code CRISPY for 20% off. And you could also shop all of your favorite moments from President Trump's historic 9-year run. Guys, the Disney Coin Company, D-I-S-M-E, that's what they're called. The Disney Coin Company, they are phenomenal, folks. They were canceled off the internet. They were censored. And their mission is to engrave all of President Trump's most historic moments on these amazing collectible coins so nobody can ever erase it. And it's real gold, real silver, real copper, so it has value. So guys, go today to collect45.com and shop your favorite moments. You'll see hundreds of different varieties. The guy who runs this hand picks them himself. He designs it himself. He prints it on, he mints it, and he sells them. And right now you could pre-order the Trump Survivor coin, okay? The Fight, Fight, Fight coin. It's beautiful. Go get that today and own a piece of history and shop your favorite moments from the 45th and the 47th series. Frankie and I have them on display in our studio. One day we're going to show you that, and it is going to be amazing. We have people saying that they're trying to call. Guys, right after this break, we're going to be ready to go. So do not go anywhere. Guys, collect45.com, promo code CRISPY. It is not Disney. It is Disney, D-I-S-M-E. It's like some term for fine metals, okay? Not to be confused with, you know, the woke Disney company. So guys, Disney, go shop today. Your favorite moments, collect45.com. Collect them all. Promo code CRISPY, 20% off your order. Beautiful. And now a word from our next sponsor. And they are our friends on over at iTarget Pro. Guys, head on over to iTargetPro.com and my Mega Merch. Go to iTargetPro.com and use promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Guys, take a look at what iTarget Pro has. It's a laser firearm home training system. You load it up into the chamber. You dry fire with your weapon, your firearm, into the target, and you are able to track and train in real time the accuracy on the iTarget cubes and the iTarget itself. It is phenomenal. So guys, go there right now, itargetpro.com. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off your order. Be the sharpest shooter that God intended you to be. Train in your own home with your firearm. You will not be sorry. Guys, itargetpro.com. Promo code CRISPY for 10% off. You know they're going to manipulate the supply chain and try to cut people off from being able to own and handle a firearm. So do not fall for that. itargetpro.com. Promo code CRISPY. You know what to do. Go get it today. Frankie, how we doing?
Fantastic, Mike. We're the rock. Good to go. My vocal cords right after that birthday.
Listen, I know people want to call in. I know people want to call in, so go ahead and call on in. Frankie, let's get back on into it.
All right. T. Mitchell, we're calling you first. We're on in. We're on in. Oh, didn't see that coming. Didn't see that coming. All right, it's muted on the main, but you might hear it, Mike. On in 5, 4, 3, all right, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the show, Mike CRISPY, taking your calls live. And listen, if you call in and we like you much enough, we'll call you back. So I believe we have T. Mitchell on the line. T. Mitchell, where are you calling from? What's your question? Hello, hello.
Hello, calling from Texas.
Let's go. I'm glad I got the right number.
Let's go.
You did.
We got a question.
All right. What is your question?
My question was, we kind of covered it a while ago with the other caller about President Trump listening to only doing indoor rallies. I just feel like, what do you feel about that? Because I just feel like then you're just stuck inside. So
I'm with you there.
You know, yeah.
Well, I'll tell you this. I am not happy about the indoor only rallies because, you know, part of Trump's campaign appeal is the ability to have 50, 60, 70,000 people outside. Like, that's part of his appeal. So I was thinking about this. I was talking about this with a friend the other day. And I said, well, what if he did a football stadium? What if he did like if he was coming to New Jersey, what if he did MetLife Stadium in the Meadowlands? So then he would do it, and then the fake news, he'd get 50 people in an 80,000-seat stadium, And they'd be like, he didn't fill up the stadium. That's what they'd say.
Yep.
So they're really jacked up. They're really trying to cut off his appeal. Now, at the end of the day, I want Trump to be safe. I want Trump to live. I want Trump to survive. And if he has a totally full arena and there's thousands and thousands of people outside, well, that's good too. But I understand the appeal of it. So it actually bothers me. But this is the times that we're living in. Now, when people are saying, well, Trump agreed to do that, I'm like, well, he agreed to do it, but at the same time, he's probably thinking, all right, the Secret Service is saying they can't even protect me outside. Like, that's got to make him a little bit scared. Now, again, he's unflappable because this guy has gone into the arena. Even if it's an indoor rally, you're still going back out there after they literally took a headshot at you. And he's totally unflappable about it. I mean, the guy's a hero. He brought up people from the crowd. He's the most courageous human being ever in the history of presidential politics in this era. It's the founding fathers and Donald J. Trump. And that's not hyperbolic. That's true.
It's true.
So if the Secret Service is going to him and saying, well, Mr. President, we can't protect you outside. You should do indoor only. What's he supposed to do? Say, no, I'm doing outdoor only. I mean, I'm doing outdoor still. I mean, they're basically saying they have no confidence to protect him. So the incompetence of these buffoons is disgusting. Mm-hmm. It's election interference. I think it's just something we have to overcome. Frankie, do you have anything to add on that? I mean, you know, I want to get you in on this.
Yeah, no. I mean, I'm on the same boat as her, because T. Mitchell, because, yeah, it's like, okay, you can't do your job. So now he has to forego all, like, the biggest value that he brings, talking to the people and as many people as he could possibly talk to. It's just like, give me a break. It's like, you fix your problem, Secret Service. And then Trump could, you know, it's like, that should never be the solution. That's a failure.
He never would have been able to do New Jersey. He never would have done the Bronx or none of those. I mean, those were all outdoor. He goes to the people. He is a president for the people.
Yeah, it's disgusting to me. I couldn't agree more.
It really bothers me that they can't say with confidence that they can't secure the perimeter. It's like, it's not that hard. Guard the water towers, guard the sloped roofs, take the angles and the shots away and put somebody there, have three times the amount of Secret Service people, don't assign more people to the Jill Biden detail than the President Trump detail. It's like, it's obvious stuff, right? I mean,
yeah.
And nobody, you know, it's funny, is that Dr. Jill, Biden's already dead. Dr. Jill is absolute trash. Nobody wants to kill her. She's a total criminal. But you don't see Republicans making things unsafe for her. But they're giving her more security detail in some instances than Trump gets on his. It's absolutely disgusting.
Unreal.
So terrible. So,
but I hope,
yes, thank you for calling. It's a great question.
Yes. Bye-bye.
Legend.
So we appreciate that call very, very much. We love T. Mitchell, and we love the great state of Texas. You know, I sat next to the Texas delegation in my roles in New Jersey delegate. They had New Jersey next to Texas. There's actually a picture of me on my Instagram. All the Texas people were wearing the same hat, this like these cowboy hats, and there's a picture of me in a Texas delegate cowboy hat. Go find that on my X account. So really funny. All right. Do we have another caller, Frankie? We can fit in one more before the break.
They're on.
All right. You are live on the air. Name where you're calling from and your question.
Hey, it's Knuckles McGroin from North Carolina. What's up, Mikey and Frankie?
Knuckles.
Let's go. Where in North Carolina? Where in North Carolina?
I can't tell you that. No, I'm Camp Lejeune.
Where?
Camp Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune.
Camp Lejeune. All right. Well, listen, we'll make sure that you know, you're okay. We'll value your privacy. You're in good shape. So what's your question, and what's on your mind?
So here's something that people are seeming to forget about, this whole assassination plot. There was a phone that the guy got that was also pinging in Washington, D.C. So who was he talking to? Who got involved with this shooter? Because a 20-year-old dude can't surpass all that crap to, you know, take a shot at the president.
Zero. If it ain't happening. Zero shot.
Well, you're totally right. And, you know, we actually talked about that on the show the other day, and we continue to talk about it. We're going to talk about it in future episodes as well. What's being referred to here is the fact that there was data analytic tracing based on, like, you know, ad usage and stuff like that. You know, certain companies and certain organizations are able to track, like, the data on the phone. and his basically a phone that's related to him, meaning a phone that both went to his place of work and his home. So it could be a family member, I guess. It could be him. It could be anybody. But a cell phone that visited his home and his work, also visited right down the street from the FBI and the Secret Service building in Washington, D.C. How does somebody in rural Pennsylvania, who's a nobody from nothing with two social worker parents, how does the phone ping at that location? Extremely suspicious. And many other locations, by the way. Doesn't make sense.
Can't do it by a VPN, so.
Yeah, and I'll tell you with you know, the technology. Basically, what they did was, if you remember 2000 Mules, it was the same technology on where you could actually geo-track. Basically, if you look at your iPhone or your Android device, there's an IMEI number, right? And then there's a couple different, depending on you got Verizon, AT&T. You have a code on your device, and that there's no two of the same. It's like your social security number almost for your phone. And that is what they did. They took, okay, there is this phone. No one knows whose phone this is, but this phone was constantly at his house and his place of work, and also was in Washington, D.C. a few times. So, I mean, the argument, who's, you know, what does it, his dog doesn't have a phone. Okay. So who's he taking to work with? It's got to be his phone. That you'd argue common sense. It's the shooter's phone if it's been to his house and his work, or it's an FBI agent, right? So either this guy was visited by an FBI agent or someone in Washington, or he visited Washington. Not looking good. Not looking
and nobody
good.
Wants to, and nope. Nobody wants to, you know, the crazy thing is that nobody wants to touch us in the mainstream press. Everyone wants to have their head in the sand and act like he's a lone gunman. And even Fox News and some of the other conservative outlets will not touch it. It is disgusting. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back to wrap the show. Great caller. Thank you so much for calling in. Do not go anywhere.
Running out of time. Didn't realize.
All right. The McGroin Nation calling in. Yeah, time flies when you're talking to the chat on the phone. All right, guys. I want to tell you guys about our next sponsor, Armor Colostrum. Guys, tryarmor.com/LFATV. That is tryarmor.com/LFATV. It's a great product. Here's the commercial. Frankie, take it away.
The biggest benefit, honestly, has been with my skin. Skin was more hydrated, more radiant.
This is the best superfood that you could take.
It has all the essential nutrients you need for your skin, your gut, energy, focus, mood, performance.
My hair has gotten so much thicker ever since taking this.
I used to have a probiotic, a green juice that replaced it all with this Arma Colostrum. It is amazing.
You got to take it.
You want to try it? Tryarmor.com.
And guys, go to tryarmor.com. And also, our last sponsor of the show today, if you like night vision goggles, okay, if you like night vision goggles, and you've ever wanted night vision goggles, well, now here's your chance to own them. Normally selling for $4,000, they are on sale for $200, and you can get them at TacRideLFA.com. Same people brought you the amazing mini chainsaw. Guys, this sells out fast. The last time we had night vision goggles, they sold out in 3 days. So go get yours today. It's a great gift for your son, your grandson, outdoorsman, etc. Go to TacRideLFA.com right now and get it. Frankie, without further ado, let's roll back into it so we can fit in another caller.
I love it. We're on in. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to the show, everybody. Mike Crispy here, coming live from New York. And I want to tell you guys one thing. People are talking about locals being fun. Guys, go subscribe right now. Rumble.com/Crispy. Okay, I'm going to drop it in the chat. Rumble.com/Crispy. Make sure you subscribe to that because we're going to be doing a show at least weekly like this, which is going to be a local show where we only do audience interactive powwows. We might even try to get you on video camera one day and do video chat stuff. I saw Tucker doing that with fans. I said, we should do that. So we're going to be doing it, so make sure you're subscribed to rumble.com/crispy, and we'll be able to connect more like this as we have so much information that we want to be able to pack in what we want to do with the audience interaction in our daily show because we have an hour to do it, so we know we need more time, and we want to be able to have a great show for you on local. That's going to be a lot of fun. Let's have one more caller, Frankie. We got her on the line.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
You are the best for last, as they say. You better make it good. Name where you're calling from and your question. Go ahead.
There's something else in the background.
Can you hear us? Can you hear
we're
us?
Live.
Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Is this Crispy Show?
It is. And you're live.
Oh, cool. Oh, thank you.
You have a question?
All right. He's talking as soon as he's done.
Oh, no, you're watching the done? You're a little delayed.
It's on a delay.
He's talking to you on the phone.
You got to mute the stream and ask your question.
All right. Well, this
All right. Tell me when.
Now.
All right. This is Tim from Ohio.
I love it. Hey, Tim.
Tim from Ohio.
You have a question for Mike? Mike's on. He can hear you. He's talking to you.
Right. They said there was 8 shell casings on the roof, but only 2 shells were, 2 bullets were fired from his gun. Where'd the other casings come from?
That's a good question.
It's a good question.
I mean, listen,
I'll tell you this.
Yeah,
I'll tell you this. Frankie and I do not believe that a patsy like Thomas Crooks would be charged with taking out the number one enemy of the deep state. We believe he's a fraud. We believe he's a patsy. We believe he's a stand-in. We believe there was somebody else in the picture to take the kill shot. And by the grace of God, that person missed. They don't trust somebody like Thomas Crooks to take the kill shot, but they need somebody like Thomas Crooks to be the fall guy. So it's totally inconsistent. Yes, Frankie, what do you have to add on that? Last thing here.
Well, no, yeah, okay. We've seen all this footage from expert firearms people that are just analyzing the audio itself, and they could tell, like, okay, these 3 shots have an echo. That's from a certain amount of distance. Also, they could tell, like, all right, this is a more powerful rifle. That was the AR. They're able to isolate these different guns, and some of them just don't exist in the mainstream narrative. You know, there has to be more than 2 guns. That's just a fact. So that, in comparison with the shell casings, and think that sounded good for the audio. Yeah. So it just doesn't make sense. Nothing adds up. It's ridiculous.
All right.
Nothing adds up.
Right.
And we will never stop trying to get to the bottom of this. All right, guys, it's been all the time that we have on the show today. You guys know what we do in this program. We keep it America first. We keep it bold. We always keep it unafraid. You better believe we are just getting started. We thank you all for tuning in. Great show today. Frankie's on the 1 and 2. Frankie on the switchboard operator. You guys calling in. Me just looking charming and handsome and being charismatic. We love you. We appreciate you. We'll see you back live next time.